Yes, it is. WMBX. Again, we're here. The John and Gordy Show at 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. I'm just trying to change it up, you know? What do you think? I was going to say the same thing over and over again, and I try to mix it up, and I'm getting myself mixed up.
Now you're confused.
Yes,
you're
now I'm, yes.
Like a caveman.
Bouncing off the walls here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be Mad Radio 92.7
right,
WMBF.
I'm shuffling it around.
Why?
You know?
Why?
Just well, just keeping it fresh.
Cause trouble?
Keep it fresh.
We're live from downtown Madison.
All right.
Just a block or so away from the state capitol, the dome shining there in the night.
Oh, it is.
All the
just
lights
beautiful.
That they
it's
put in.
Gorgeous.
It's clear this morning. It's cold. It's 25 degrees. There was a little frost up in the North Country, Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Well, I had some frost on the car window this morning.
Yeah. So you might want to, you know, allow a little extra travel time, you know, get the scraper
Well,
going.
You never know. You know, if somebody doesn't scrape it off like me this morning, you could be hit by another driver.
You could. We don't want that to
not
happen.
Not a good thing.
I'm that other driver. I didn't scrape my window this morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know it's tough, isn't it?
I live life on the edge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day. We'll get up to about 42 degrees today.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Not as windy. Yesterday was windy. Pretty breezy.
It was.
Not today.
No.
Nope. Not today. Nope. The wind has gone away. Blown away. God. You hit the dump button.
Good God. What are you doing? You can't keep the headphones on this morning.
Well, you know, whoever's in here at night loosens them up, you know, so much. I don't know who does that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
now
it's
you're better.
Now. Nice and secure
now. Now you're better off.
Maybe I should get some... What is this?
Rambling on.
Oh, rambling on. Yeah.
We haven't
I could use... You know what I could use? You got any duct tape? I could just duct tape the headphones to my head. You know, just... Yeah. Okay.
You shouldn't have any problems with it. Is it better now? Do you have them adjusted perfectly?
Yes, it's perfectly adjusted. Thank you for caring.
Well,
okay.
I worry about you.
Well, you're not alone. I worry about me, too.
Yeah.
I completely forgot what I was about to say.
Days of the...
the National Days Calendar. Yeah. All right. Is it that time again? Yes, it is.
You see, you're Let's mixing it to up, it. Too. You're trying to make it fresh.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Kind of shuffling the...
Shuffle
the
deck.
The lineup a little bit
shuffling
here.
Shuffling your headphones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Do we have music for the National Day Calendar, or have we just forgotten the...
Oh, there it
music?
Is.
Okay. I can't.
Now, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to look at the sheet because I know these are the official days. And I'm just going to, as I always do, close my eyes. No, I actually don't, but I am just glancing at you to see how you react.
You were already looked.
No, I didn't. I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Which of these days is it or is it not? Is it National Triglycerides Day? Is it National Black Forest Cake Day? Is it National Something on a Stick Day? National Registered Nurses Day? Or is it National Weed Appreciation Day? Which one of those does not belong?
Nurses Day.
You looked.
Am I right again?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
It's not National Registered Nurses Day. That's some other day.
I'm getting way too good at this. We'll just have to give this to Sam.
Yeah.
Maybe John is secretly a mind reader.
Yeah, could maybe. Be.
All right. What would you think National Triglycerides Day is all about?
That's something you got to always watch. Triglycerides in your butt. You have to make sure that the triglyceride level is low.
Yeah.
You don't want high triglycerides in your blood.
Well, you're pretty close. The observance serves as a reminder to patients and practitioners to know about the hidden risks of triglycerides.
Yes.
Learn your numbers and take steps to bring them to healthy levels. I just had mine checked a few weeks ago. Everything seems to be on track.
Excellent. Yeah.
High levels of triglycerides in your blood can be a risk factor for heart disease. Mm-hmm. And, of course, triglycerides are different from cholesterol, though they are both a type of lipid or fat stored in your blood. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, you want to decrease the amount of low density lipids in your bloodstream, and you want to increase the high density lipids if you can. And olive oil or the Mediterranean diet helps in doing just that.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Dr. John.
It's National Black Forest Cake Day.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. I get choked up when I think about Black Forest Cake Day.
You know, what is that? What is Black Forest cake?
Well, it recognizes, well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Most often bakers layer several sheets of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer to make Black Forest cake.
Ah.
Then they decorate the cake with whipped cream,
yes,
maraschino cherries and chocolate shavings, and some traditional recipes call for sour cherries between the layers and what is this word? Kirschwasser. Kirschwasser? I don't know. It's a
liquid distill from cherries.
Kirschwasser.
Yeah, it's probably some liqueur.
It is a liqueur. Yeah, distilled from tart cherries to be added to the cake. In the U.S., bakers usually do not use alcohol. Okay. However, in Germany.
I can't read.
This is black velvet.
Ah. Yeah.
Not exactly black velvet cake, but close enough.
Right.
That's Hart? But is that Hart?
I thought it was Hart. It's Alana Miles.
Mm. Oh, okay. It's National Something on a Stick Day.
I haven't finished with Black Forest Day yet.
Do you have more thoughts about it?
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay. I think that most cakes, or almost all cakes, should forego the sweet, sugary frostings they put on cake, and instead replace it with the cream.
Whipped cream?
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
Instead of icing or like sugary
icing? Get rid of
thing?
The icing. Just put the whipped
cream
on.
Yeah, you're right. I think.
Okay.
Right. Kind of covered.
Sometimes. I don't like a lot of frosting on a cake, but a little bit. It's good.
Right. Okay.
All right.
But no one ever makes it
That's true.
The right amount.
Like if you get a cupcake from the store, there's like 3/4 of an inch of frosting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need that.
Nope. No, you don't.
No. And that, again, is why we should have whipped cream as a replacement for frosting on all cakes.
Okay.
And I'm making that decree now. Could we make that a special day in the history books?
We'll send Chef Johnny's decree.
That's right.
We'll send it in. And see what happens.
Well, okay.
This is National Something on a Stick Day, observed each year on March 28th. Something on a Stick Day is a food holiday that lets you use your creative talents. Mm-hmm. Once you get started, the possibilities are endless. Foods that come on a stick are fun and easy to eat.
Sounds like a person that spent way too many times at festivals.
Mm-hmm. There isn't much that can't be put on a stick.
A carnival stick.
When you think about putting something on a stick, when you're talking about food, there's really endless possibilities. Soup might be one of those exceptions. Kind of hard to do soup on a stick.
Yeah, but what are they deep fried ice cream now, right?
Yeah, and Twinkies.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you can make a popsicle out of soup, then you can put soup on a stick.
There you go.
Okay, well, they mentioned popsicles and frozen food staples like corn dogs, of course. Food on a stick, one of the world's great inventions. Fresh fruit. Kebabs, skewers of grilled veggies, meat on a stick. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities. So this is a day to salute all those things on a stick.
And they have a watermelon on a stick. An orange slice on a stick. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know what this is. It looks, I guess, like a corn dog with something else on it.
It's like pineapple, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Last night, we had corn dogs for the guys.
Did you know?
Because when we have leftovers of a food that they're not especially fond of, we eat that and we give them the corn dogs because we want certainly for them to eat hot dogs with all the cancer-causing nitrates possible. But it's in the oven, right? And I always tell my wife, could you just do it in the microwave? It's going to save a whole hell of a lot of energy. But she always makes it in the oven because it tastes better that way. Mm. But it smells just like a carnival in our house.
For the next few hours.
Smell,
can't get rid of it.
And it's a wonderful smell. They had corn dogs last night.
Yeah. So your house smells like a carnival midway now.
It does, a midway.
Yeah. Well, here's something that'll help. You could salute this day. It's National Weed Appreciation Day. Get a different smell going.
That is a much better smell.
This day, March 28th, National Weed Appreciation Day, each year reminds us of some of the weeds that are beneficial to us and our ecosystems. Yes, humans.
Yeah, wrong kind of weed.
Well, wow. So far, humans have used weeds for food and herbs for much of recorded history. Mm. Some are edible and nutritious, while other weeds have medicinal value. Do you remember as a small child the fun you had with dandelions? Do you, John?
Yes. Oh, yes. Lots of
fun.
Well,
these bright yellow flowers serve a purpose. Dandelions are a food source for insects and some birds. Humans eat young dandelion leaves.
Almost an unhealthy preoccupation with dandelions when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
You can make a dandelion tea.
I'm not going to tell you what I did with them. I'm not going to say anything about it.
Why don't you? Come on. Come on. Now, I know you want to say it now. What are you talking about?
But of course, you know, when the Stones came out with Dandelion, it was their tribute to my favorite little pastime. I can't tell you what I did with Dandelion.
Is it X-rated? What do you mean? Okay. Can you? All right.
I can't tell you.
John Peterson, the international man of mystery.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Exactly.
Native Americans use dandelions to treat specific ailments. Nutritionally, dandelions contain a source of vitamin A, C, calcium, iron, and fiber. Who knew that dandelions were so healthy?
Yes, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Actually, I'm just making it up about the dandelions. But you know, somebody makes dandelion wine. My grandfather did.
Yeah.
Now, I still can't figure out why he thought it tasted good. It was awful stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the way he made it.
Sam, you want to crack open the history book?
Sure. Let's do this real quick. We only got a minute left.
All right.
Yeah, that's all we need. 1963. John, this one's for you.
Yes. Mm.
The Birds premieres in theaters.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just love that. And I have Birds Barbie, as you all know.
Right.
1979, 3 Mile Island nuclear accident happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't around for it.
Yeah. That didn't work out real well.
No,
and a lot
not
of people
really.
Have kind of soured on nuclear power plants at that point.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that area is still closed off. Yeah, 3 Mile Island.
It might be.
Yeah.
Let's get through a couple birthdays real
quick. All right.
Quick.
Okay.
Frederick Pabst.
Pabst Beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah. He was born in 1836.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire, 1955. And Lady Gaga, she's playing us out, 1986.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right.
619 coming up, the Mean Farmer. Oh, yeah. You know.
You know. Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, broadcasting live from State Street this morning. And when you listen to that music, you almost imagine the go-go dancers.
Oh, yeah.
In their cages.
Right.
Grooving to the sound.
Their mini skirts and their high white boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
those were the days.
I didn't like the dancers in those shows.
They were
just wanted to see the group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I thought when we were watching Hullabaloo and Shindig at the time, right?
Right.
But now when I'm watching it, those are the ones I'm watching. I've seen the group. Now
right.
I just want to watch them dance and see which one is the better dancer and who's improvising, you know, in a way that doesn't time out with anybody else.
It was kind of a weird time in television because they had dancers on shows, on these variety shows, like the Jackie Gleason show, the big time variety shows.
Anita Kerr dancers,
yeah,
things like that.
But then when you know that music started to change into the '60s music, the mid '60s, late '60s, the dancers still needed gigs, I think.
They did,
and they had probably a pretty strong union or something. So they're like, we're going to have dancers still on these go-go shows, the Hullabaloo show and Shindig. And they'd come out and do these routines in between some of the bands.
I know, and we thought, how square.
It is just weird. Just,
you know, that's not how you dance.
No, that's not how people are
but
dancing.
But now I'm thinking, that's how they danced, at least then, on that show.
Yeah.
But not in real life. People did not dance like that in real life.
No. Not the amateur dancers, the rest of us. The professional dancers, maybe.
Yeah. But you can watch those shows now on YouTube, and they're just fun as hell to watch. They are. And you know, go-go dancing is just, it's an art.
It is.
As I sit there watching them on these large stages, but it was high platforms.
High platforms, and then they were in a cage. Why a cage? So they wouldn't fall off?
It's a weird fantasy thing for men, I think.
I guess.
I'm not quite sure I figured, right. Yeah. Figured that one out. Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we get to it? You know, we're talking about bizarre things, you know, strolling in. It's the Mean Farmer.
Is it time for Mean Farmer already?
I think so, and he's got a weird subject today.
Oh, boy.
So let's check it out.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, the animals take over. A coup de barnyard. An Orwellian nightmare. Whoever Orwell was. Hey, who's in charge here? Well, anyway, here's what happened. I was on vacation, you know. I'd gone up to Lake Prairie Pelican for some fishing. You know, when I get tense and tired after a tough year, usually just before the state fair, I need all my energy for the state fair. Got a booth at the state fair. You know what I sell? Oh, you know. Oh, you know what I sell. Corn dogs.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, what else would the Mean Farmer sell? Corn dogs. You know what's in my corn dogs? Oh, you don't want to know. You know you don't want to know. Anyway, I went fishing, but I ran out of dynamite, so I headed home a couple of days early, and right at the end of the drive, first thing I see, one of my combines tipped over, it's burning, and the chickens open fire. Boom, boom, ricochet.
Wow.
Oh, they're smart devils, them chickens. You ever seen them? Some of them will peck at piano keys for food pellets or dance on a Lazy Susan at the betting zoo. Oh, heck. I mean, the Air Force has even trained them to peck at TV screens to keep targets all lined up. Inside every smart bomb during the war, a chicken. Anyway, they'd rigged up a couple of my hunting rifles and they'd peck, bang, peck, bang. Oh, boy, I tell you, they're smart, but they're inaccurate. Cattle stayed neutral in the coup. The pigs did use the opportunity to break into the pantry, remove and bury all my smoked hams. Cute little cemetery. And my pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer, attacked me. But, you know, you expect that. I mean, that's the nature of pit bulls. They turn on you. As for the rest, check this walkout. Stir fry, baby. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the most exciting thing at any state fair, parking. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, get your old rusty trucks warmed up. Here we go. Pour some oil on the block. Get them smoking.
And that's what it's all about.
Okay.
All right. Corn Mean dogs Farmer. Making their appearance in the Mean Farmer Show. Yeah.
You never know what he's going to
You really
do.
Don't. No. You know. You know you don't know.
That's right.
You know you don't want to know.
True. True.
A little bit later on, we've got a guest in the studio. Christina Leffring is returning. She's from Tone Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, there's some cool things going on, yeah. And she'll have it here. A little bit later on as well, we're going to get to Disney.
Mm.
Oh, man.
What's going on with Disney?
That case is over. I'm kind of angry about it. Angry Johnny appears again.
Okay.
And we have the RNC litmus test everybody's talking about. But,
really?
Yeah, I just have an angle on it I thought I'd bring up. You know what they have to do, right?
Mm.
They have to believe that Trump won the election.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the litmus test. But, you know, we're going to take a look at that. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court here in our state has made the process a lot faster. So we'll get to that story as well. But first, of course, we've been talking about on this program constantly Christian nationalism. And this time we're going to talk
about... How's those Trump Bibles selling so far?
Yeah, I want to know how's that whole thing
$59.99 for a Trump Bible.
Yes.
A God Bless USA Bible.
I wonder how many Bibles he'd need to sell in order to pay his legal fees.
Yeah, do the math. Boy, that would be a lot of Bibles.
Now, supposedly, it's not supposed to help his campaign, but I think there's...
yeah, really?
I think there's something we don't know. Just a guess.
Well, yeah. Which campaign? Well, the campaign to elect him as president or the campaign to keep him out of jail? You know, the legal campaign.
Yeah, to pay his legal fees.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's all for.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I think that's what the RNC is for at this point.
Okay.
But anyway, we're talking about now chaplains in schools. We had this story previously, but it's catching on nationwide now. Lawmakers, mostly conservative states, are pushing a coordinated effort now to bring chaplains into the public schools, aided by a new legislation crafting network that aims to address policy issues from a biblical worldview and by a consortium whose promotional material says chaplains are a way to convert millions to Christianity. So that is what is taking place
in public schools
as we speak. Yes, it's taking on in all the red states. The red states are way, way, it's not ahead.
Well,
it's, they're certainly exploring the Christian nationalism in each and every one of the red states.
And this is catching on?
It's catching on nationwide. Yeah. Yeah, this is a big deal now.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah, well, I think it should be. It should be. I mean, these are normally school counselors,
okay,
right? And now they're chaplains speaking the word of God. You know, that's the one way you could learn a lesson, I guess, you know, some chapter and verse from the Bible. But others, there's a psychological element to it, and school counselors are trained to deal with certain issues.
So the high school counselors,
problems teens have,
instead of sitting down and talking about the curriculum and what's going to get you into this college and how to get there, they're going to be like,
exactly,
more like confessionals.
Yes.
Where the kids come in and confess.
Yes.
And talk about.
And yes. And then they'll, you know, give you a Bible verse that you can, you know, guide your life course on.
That seems,
it seems wrong.
Very
right?
Strange.
It doesn't seem right.
6:29 news weather. Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy on the radio. You're listening to Shondell Marks, and she was at Konamichi last night up in Baraboo, and she called me a couple of days before that performance and said, hey, why don't you come up and do a couple of songs? She had it was kind of a recital. She has a bunch of adult students.
Songwriters
and vocalists. And, you know, Shondell plays in five or six Madison bands, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets being one that's actually celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. But, you know, I've known her for a while, and we always wanted to perform, you know, somewhere together, but we never really had a chance, and she's very busy, and of course, my schedule is just packed. You know, I don't get out much.
You had time to go to the wine bar last night.
That's right. So she called me a couple of days ago, and she said, you know, there's only going to be like maybe 15 people there, 20 people, because I haven't publicized this. This is not a big deal. But, you know, the students want to get up. They each have a song or two they're going to play. And then it's sort of an open mic situation. I'm going to play some songs. Why don't you come join me and everything? So we get there and we got all set up and everything. And these people just kept coming in. And it turned out to be like
a crowd.
A crowd.
Wow.
It was, there was no, I mean, it was full house, actually.
Oh, no.
And we didn't bring that much equipment. It was like, oh boy, here we go. But it turned out to be great. And there was a tuba player there. Somebody showed up
with
a tuba. They
brought their tuba.
Yes. And they sang a song and then played the tuba.
And
wow. There were a couple other guitarists.
Only in Wisconsin, man.
Some guitarists got up, and then Shondell and I played, seven or eight songs together. And it was a great evening. It was just really fun. But I hadn't played out, you know, in public for about a year because, I lost my hearing for a while and then my vocal cords, you know, the whole thing was shot there for a few months. But, you know, it was fun. It was a great time. So thanks to Sean.
A little nerve-wracking, though, right?
A little nerve-wracking.
Singing along with a tuba player is a tough bit.
I didn't have to do that, but Shondell, you know, anywhere you put her name out there, people are going to show up. Mm. She's really well-known in the Madison area and all around southern Wisconsin. So it was a little nerve-wracking for me because I didn't really know what to expect. And when she said, there'll be a dozen people there, you know, I should have known better.
Well, yeah.
They pack them in.
I know. When you go to that wine bar, you tip them down, man. And I can understand that you were probably just, just relaxing, tipping your fifth one down. And all of a sudden she said, hey, come on up here. And
exactly.
You're like,
what? Yeah. Because that's how I talk after I've had a couple. It's a fun. Guitar. Strings.
I was thinking, a lot of people, would bring along a harmonica, and play along, with their guitar and everything, but somebody brings a tuba in.
Yeah.
It's different.
I did a few Beatles songs. Sean Dell did some Fleetwood Mac songs. It was a good night. It was a great night.
So, oh, it's fantastic.
Thanks to Sean Dell. Yeah, I just thought I'd share.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, you're a performer, and I'm kind of an aspiring performer, but...
Well, you've never come to actually see me play anywhere, ever.
We've known each other for
35, 40 years?
Well, you've never invited me, so... Actually, you did.
Well, I didn't want to...
No, you did that.
I didn't want to publicize
did that last
it too much.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Maybe something.
Well, I saw it on you. Facebook. You did a lot of Facebook promotion.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So you've seen it and you don't care to, come.
Well, I thought you'd probably freeze up if you saw a friend out in the audience.
Right. You're right.
We got to have a John and Gordy jam session and put together a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You play an instrument, don't you, Sam?
I play a little bit of guitar and I played clarinet in a high school and college band.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll team you up with that tuba player from yesterday.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. I love it.
John has a couple of guitars, right?
I have a couple of guitars. Yeah.
They got a lot of dust on them, I noticed, when I went over to your place.
Well, they're acoustic.
You don't play them very often.
Well, they're decorative guitars. Okay. Now. Now they are.
All right.
The thing is, you have a really beautiful, fantastic guitar.
I have
two of them. And you just can't part with them.
Right.
It was such a difficult time trying to get the guitar in the first place. I went all the way out to Arizona, Phoenix.
Good Lord.
And then Phoenix didn't have it. I went to Tucson, Arizona, and I bought the guitars there.
Yeah.
And it was just my dream come true, actually. It's an Earthwood Ernie Ball acoustic guitar, and they have super thick bodies.
Okay.
And in fact, they really made the bass guitar that a lot of Hirachi bands use.
Okay.
But in this case, they started making guitars, and out of the Ernie Ball. It's a classic, by the way.
I'll tell you something. I mean, the best guitar place around up in La Crosse, Dave's Guitar.
Dave's Guitar,
has been there forever. Yeah. And an amazing collection upstairs. His personal collection is unbelievable. But there's also a Dave's Guitar here in Madison and Milwaukee. And he's branched out a little bit to a few other locations.
Well, I want to give a
Wisconsin
hat tip to the Guitar Shop, which is out on Johnson. And I had both my guitars tuned up there, and I have to say that you think, what, tuning up a guitar?
Well, they do a little.
Really,
workout.
I mean, a little. Yeah. My God, my guitars came back completely different, sounding perfect, better than ever, even better when I first bought them. I'm thinking, wow. I didn't think tuning up a guitar would make that kind of difference.
They probably adjusted the neck, too.
They did adjust the neck, but they went inside somehow, and I don't know.
Yeah, there's a
just crazy.
Okay.
But boy, they're just beautiful guitars now. I have a Grammer too, by the way. Grammer, well, you don't care. All right,
I got a Martin and
you do. A
couple
have
of Fenders.
Yeah, yeah. You always say, well, I got one of the cheaper Martin. It's like a cheap Martin.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
No, not really.
Okay.
It's Guitar Talk with John and Gordy, Mad Radio, 608-879-8255.
And I would base my next purchase on whatever we talked about.
Okay. All right, let's get to it.
All right.
What's next on the big list here?
Well, it's a heartbreaker for me.
Is it really?
Why is that? Well, Disney was out there fighting for the First Amendment.
Yeah,
so
fighting
long
the good
against
fight.
DeSantis. Just because they disagreed with the law, DeSantis decided to turn government against a private business just for, free speech rights. And, Disney gave up. They threw the towel in.
Why so much
for the First Amendment. I guess it's not as strong as we thought it was. So they thought, well, we're never going to win a First Amendment case, government lashing out at a private business for having an opinion. No, so we're just going to give up. And that's what they did.
Well, which
they gave up.
What story? Tell us more.
They didn't. You know what? They didn't actually send out a statement in regards to this. They merely acquiesced and gave up in the case. The lawsuit that they had against DeSantis, they just dropped out. Mm. They were, you know, of course, not happy with the district management that DeSantis put in place.
Mm-hmm.
But they dropped all the lawsuits, everything, just gone.
What was the free speech angle on this?
The free speech angle, of course, is that they disagreed with DeSantis's law.
Okay.
Don't say gay law.
Okay.
They came out and they did not agree with it,
mm-hmm.
and DeSantis decided to turn government against it in retaliation,
right?
And that wasn't enough to make a case in front of the Supreme Court or any court for that matter and win the case for the First Amendment. Please, I mean, this is like, you know, handed to him on a platter,
right?
And they just walked away.
Huh.
Anyway, it left unchallenged. This would have said, this is like, this is the statement that, you know, I was so energized over.
Mm-hmm.
This is their belief at the time. If left unchallenged, this would set a dangerous precedent and give license to states to weaponize their official powers to punish the expression of political viewpoints they disagree with. That was Disney's position before. They dropped out and just gave up on the First Amendment. I should have guessed this is what they would have done. I hate Disney. I hate them. I've hated them. Yes, I've hated them for a long time. Look,
why? You don't like the Disney movies?
I love the Disney movies. You know, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which you guys both should definitely watch sometime. But they held on to the television show Zorro, and they put it away in their damn vault.
Yeah.
In the old days, they put things away in their vault. You know what they did is they cleaned up their VHS movie versions of it,
yes.
And they made you buy that, and then they locked it away in their vault again until the next digitization of it.
Right.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, they're like holding everything in these vaults.
Right. Because the thinking is that makes them more valuable people haven't seen them for so many years. They want to see it again. And here comes the next digital format or whatever. So they re-release it.
And then, of course, they held Disney off.
Yeah.
The Zorro series. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I wanted my little kids, my boys, to watch Zorro as their first superhero.
Zorro was kind of cool.
And it kept, it was really cool. Guy Williams is like the best Zorro ever.
And he did that.
Gonna have to bust out the VCR and show him the old-fashioned way, I guess.
Yes. Well, it's on. It's on now. They do have it on the Disney Plus channel.
Okay.
But now, of course, you know, they're in their 20s.
Yeah, they don't care about Zorro now.
They could have walked around with the Zorro mask and sword fighting throughout the house.
Do the Z that he did at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
And it was just, it's like the first superhero I ever admired.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to experience it as well. And
right.
It was in the Disney vault.
Yeah.
What the hell? And they never released it until now, Disney Plus, you know, 80 years later. What were they thinking?
I don't know.
And especially for the baby boomers who grew up on it, we would like to have seen it maybe in our 40s and 50s and 60s. But no, it's in the Disney damn vault.
Well, we can see it now, though. It's
not too late. You can see it. A little secret. I have looked at the episodes, and the sword fight and the climax is at the end of the show.
Oh, really?
It's
a surprise.
About 28 minutes, but you go through it and just scan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but I'll tell you what. This is the crazy thing.
Yeah.
This was Disney, and it was on, you know, Sunday night, and the kids were all watching. So Zorro really never killed anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm watching the episodes, and all of a sudden, there's this sword fight at the end of the episode, and he kills a guy.
What?
He runs his sword through him.
Oh.
I couldn't even believe it. I'm still stunned. I don't know if this has happened in all the other episodes, which I have not scanned through yet.
Mm.
But it was stunning. But I got to say this though, the pose of Zorro after he kills this guy is just so fantastic. Oh my God!
The pose?
the pose that he had.
Just standing over the
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, standing over the guy. Oh, my gosh. It was just it blew my mind. It really did. You know, I mean, they have superhero poses and superhero poses, but this was like the ultimate superhero pose. It just, I melted when I saw this thing.
We'll have to see if we can get a screen capture of that or something.
You well, not, yeah, now no, you no, gave you me that it. As an assignment. Okay, I'll post that on Facebook if
okay.
I find it.
Please.
And by the way, I'm promising I am going to start posting stuff on Facebook, folks.
You keep promising that.
I'm going to
There's
do it.
There's nothing showing up.
I responded to a few people who responded on Facebook
okay, good.
Last night. So that was my first endeavor.
Into Facebook, yeah, finally?
After all this time. Yeah. I do want to make it a source where we could put all our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just odds right. and ends.
Exactly.
Videos that we come across that we think are really fantastic, like the eyeglasses with the camera in it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crystal clarity and the rendition of coloring is just so wonderful
mm-hmm.
now with technology. And now you can wear glasses and just order your glasses to take a video or a photo is just an amazing thing to me. I just love technology.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, then I can post that and show people what it looks like, what technology and how wonderful it is now. That you can do these simple things.
I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my chair for that. Please start doing that so we can all enjoy those things.
All right. Well, okay. That's great. Fantastic. I'll try to do that.
It's 6:48. Coming up in our next hour, Christina Leffring from Tone Madison will be stopping by. And also we'll reveal the key word in our 7 o'clock hour for the Ride into Spring contest. Coming right back.
Here's Zorro's theme song right here.
Magus Say the Darnest Things coming back.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's the John and Gordy Show, as we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few things to cover this morning, especially what Magus say. They say the darndest things, don't
Magus
they?
Magus do say the darndest things. It's also opening day for Major League Baseball, but the Brewers game against the Mets has been postponed till tomorrow because they have rain. In New York. Right. So.
And the MAPAs, by the way, we should oftentimes mention them now.
The MAPAs?
The MAPAs. Make America Pray Again.
Oh, yeah. That's catching on, yeah?
Yeah, it's MAPAs. Really catching on now.
Okay.
You know it is.
So what are the MAGAs are saying the darndest things. What are they saying lately?
Well, we have a collection, you know. We've been kind of piling them up over here, and I thought, well, let's just spread them out.
Yeah, the file is getting pretty thick here. So
actually, I said, let's spread it out after it failed. My whole plan was to play it in one day, and that failed miserably. I don't think we played one. So
we didn't get around to
no.
Well, we were having pancakes over at the
That's true.
Short stack, I think.
All right. So why don't we play a little bit here of what Mega say, and they are the darndest things.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
All right.
Do you mind if I ask you who you voted for in the last election?
Trump.
Trump? I'm going to guess you voted for Trump.
It says Donald Trump.
Do you mind if I just ask you a few questions about things that Biden has done in his administration, and you can kind of give me your opinion
okay.
on that? What did you think when Joe Biden suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light inside the body?
It is very sad that Joe Biden is clearly a dementia patient.
Supposedly we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
What do you think about Joe Biden saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
Again, it's very sad, his mental capacity, and that is a very uneducated statement.
Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. These are not, I got my notes mixed up. Can I ask you this question? Can we start over and we ask you? Okay. What did you think when Donald Trump suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light into the body?
It depends what that technology is. That's a broad spectrum because, you know, you have MRI machines and CT machines and infrared and different things. So it just depends the context of that.
What did you think of Donald Trump saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam? Dementia patient?
No, I don't believe that.
There are accusations that Joe Biden cheated on his wife with a porn star after his son was born. And there's actually a paper trail showing he paid the sex worker $130,000 to keep quiet about it.
Well, who did that? Joe Biden. And he was making, I think, less than $100,000 a year at that time.
That's right.
As a congressman. A senator. Now, how does he do that?
You tell me. Would you vote for someone that
paid? Of course not.
Okay. So Trump did do that.
Trump had a fling with Stormy Daniels.
And paid her $130,000.
Hush money, yes.
And you're voting for him.
I am. My father had affairs, too, and I still respect him.
How do you feel about Joe Biden using his bone spurs to dodge the Vietnam draft?
Joe Biden has a problem. He isn't an American. He isn't a patriot.
I'm sorry. I asked you. I said Biden and I meant Trump. So those were things that. Trump? Yes. Can I ask you the question again with the right name? I'm so sorry. How do you feel about Donald Trump using his bone spurs to dodge the Vietnam draft?
My brother-in-law had flat feet. I'm sure you cannot go into a military zone, a Vietnam zone, or any of the other zones with bad feet.
Sure.
You just can't do the job.
I agree.
And it actually impacts the other soldiers, puts them in danger.
Sure.
Yeah.
So no.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
I love that. Flipping it around. You got to love that, right?
Right, yeah.
All right.
Hey. Unbelievable.
Okay, I have another cut, and I found this morning.
Okay.
And they're interviewing a bunch of people who are going to vote for RFK Jr., all right?
Okay, yeah.
And then they said, well, you know what? What if RFK Jr. was not on the ballot? Who then would you vote for? And let's check out what this audience of people said.
All right, here's an important question I want to ask all of you. Each of you could just give me a quick answer on this. If Robert F. Kennedy Jr. weren't running, would you be more likely to vote for Trump, Biden, or somebody else?
I don't know.
Would you vote for 4 years ago?
Biden.
What about you?
I was a Democrat.
Who would you vote for?
I think I would lean towards Donald Trump.
Who would you vote for?
I'd lean toward Trump.
Who would you vote for?
It's not a fair question, Gary. It's picking between the worst of two evils, and that's what Bobby was talking about.
Who'd you vote for 4 years ago?
I voted for Biden, but I actually would vote for Trump if you really pushed me into a corner, but thank God those aren't the options.
So you wouldn't vote for Trump, though, that would be a possibility?
I would, only because I'm very anti-establishment, and that's what Bobby is. He's anti-establishment without all the baggage. You know, he's going to restore trust and transparency to our federal institutions because he's a man of integrity, he has honor, and he's honest.
I'm going to ask you the same question. Who would you vote for if RFK Jr. weren't running? Trump, Biden, or somebody else?
I'm still undecided, but I would have to lean towards Trump.
So you're still undecided this year, though, you're saying?
Correct.
So you're just here to see...
I'm open-minded.
But Trump would be the candidate.
Into that binary choice, yeah, I'd have to lean.
What about you?
I would lean towards Trump.
What about you?
I'd have to go third party. I just can't support either of those candidates, Biden or Trump.
So to review, how many of you said if RFK Jr. weren't running, you would most likely vote for Trump? Raise your hand high so I can see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... How many said Biden? And I think it was just one. And you said third party. Are you concerned that your vote for RFK Jr. could be a spoiler vote? Is anyone concerned?
No.
No, I'm not concerned about that. We need a change in America. We have to shift from the uniparty.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I would love to address that because I think that's ridiculous. There's never been a better time for a third party to win. Now's the time to do it.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It kind of tells you one thing, that RFK Jr. voters are actually taking votes away from Trump.
You think that's the case in Wisconsin?
I don't know, but no. I mean, that's a sampling. That's a huge sample of people who would vote for Trump instead if they can't vote for RFK Jr. So that's an amazing thing.
And back in January, Marquette University Law School had RFK at 16% in Wisconsin.
Mm, yeah,
that's huge. That's actually gone up to about 19% now. So, I mean, it's could be a factor, especially in swing states.
It could be.
Hopefully, well.
And it seems like it's taking away votes from Trump at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll keep a track on it.
All right.
It is 6:58, and coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking to Christina Leffring from Tone Madison. We've also got the Ride into Spring keyword coming up after the top of the hour. We've got news, weather, and sports coming up.